This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's our pleasure to bring back on the program, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, our friend Mark Viviano. And Viv, thanks as always for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Is this an obligation of being a Hall of Fame member that you guys have to call me? Because I don't want you to feel compelled just because you were so kind to me when I was still an active reporter of sports. But I still take your calls, and I still listen to you guys regularly, and I appreciate the work you do.
Viv, we appreciate that, and as much as this show, it seems like it's incredibly formal and that we seem as if there are a lot of rules and regulations, I can assure you we make all this up as we go along. We are bound to reach out to no one who we do not want to hear from. You are once a Hall of Famer, always a Hall of Famer, and your perspective is always warranted and welcomed in these parts.
Well, that means a lot, you know, and I still tune in for the opinions that you guys have, very well informed, and you guys have your finger on the pulse of things. And then there are those occasional fun things like Tim at a pottery class.
Yes.
Like things like that keep me coming back for more, fellas. So
please spread the gospel among your friends and the retired communities out there. Let them know we're a good listen, man. So these Terps, how have they captivated you? What do you think of the draw? Seattle and San Francisco seems like an interesting path for the committee to send them on, but just your thoughts.
Yeah, I am compelled to watch, and I got to tell you, and I don't mean to, you know, kind of cast a cloud over what college basketball now is, because I think all of us have, a certain draw to, especially the March Madness aspect of this, when you have 64 teams and, you know, some interesting odd matchups and a lot of hope. And, you know, the fact that in 2018, UMBC beat Virginia, who was a one seed, and UMBC was a 16, just kind of adds to the whole lore of what's possible. Maryland goes into this NCAA tournament as, I mean, the more I read and hear, it's like they're like the hot team.
Yeah.
Like I'm seeing a lot of Final Four Maryland. And it is interesting how they've come from, and every team kind of has to do this now. Every power basketball team in Division I is basically a roster science experiment of a bunch of new guys who in the course of 6 months have to figure out how to play together and be good. And to Kevin Willard's credit, he had some trouble at the start with how they played, and he figured out, I got five guys, if I just play them all the time I can win games.
Yeah.
And he has. Now the one part about watching college basketball now, and I went to Missouri, so like I'll watch Missouri. Missouri was a team that was 8-24 last year, and this year they're ranked and they're making a run in the SEC. because they remade their roster. And they'll probably have to remake it next year, mm-hmm. too. And so will Maryland, because these guys, and I do not harbor any ill will for what these players have gained for themselves. The average Division I basketball starter is pulling in about $175,000 a year. I don't know how that rates at Maryland, but these guys have a job now. It's not being a student athlete. There are some, you know, they're taking some online courses just to remain eligible. When's the last time you heard of any player being on the brink of academic ineligibility? You don't hear it anymore because these guys are employees. They represent and work for the school. And here's the thing that you have to just put aside if you just want to enjoy the games, and I do. But the fact is, Derek Quinn's going to go to the NBA next year, and he should. And he's going to get paid real well, and he's an excellent talent. God bless Julian Reese for hanging out for 5 years in College Park. But most of any guy who comes to play for you at this level of basketball, while you wear your alma mater proudly, when this season's over, they're looking for more money and more playing time, and they don't care who you are or whether you cheered for them or not. And I don't blame them. But I'm saying that's the prism by which you have to look at what's going on here. Okay, you don't have to, but I do. Call me cynical, but I appreciate the business that it is. And the NCAA will pull in more than $1.5 billion from this tournament. So there's a lot of money to be had. And the Division I basketball players are being paid the brunt of it. So is it a sour outlook that I look at that business side of it? I'm just a realist, and I understand that that's what it is. All that being said, Kevin Willard has put together 5 good players, and this could be a magic ride for them in March, or as we know, it could be over real fast and then start over again. Recruit more guys from other schools and see where it takes you. So I'll watch it. I'll enjoy it. I get it. But I kind of watch it from the big picture sometimes mm-hmm. of, you know, it's NBA D League. It's developmental basketball, and that's fine. I get it. And maybe I'm old school. You know, I think of my old friend, and Jason, I know you knew John Feinstein.
Yes.
And you know, I think of John, who just passed away, for those who don't know, I think of, you know, Big Monday. I think of the Big East. I think of, you know, Bob Knight. I think of that era, and part of me being older, I guess, now that I've crossed the 60 threshold, I kind of have, you know, not that those were pristine days,
right?
Not that there weren't things going on that were illicit, but it just kind of had more of a romance to it, if you will. Now it is business. It is not hiding the fact that it's business. The games are great and the players are awesome. I'm not taking anything away from that, but I do kind of look at the big picture part of it. And I hope Maryland does well, because like I say about any of our local sports, when they do well, people are happy. And when people are happy, life's better around here. So go Terps.
Viv, we're 10 days away from the Orioles opening their season in Toronto. And the starting pitching was a question mark prior to Grayson Rodriguez going down with the injury. He's going to play catch tomorrow, but not going to be ready for opening day.
I'm
going to
go play catch, too.
Andrew Kittredge.
I'm going to play wiffle ball after work tomorrow if you're scoring.
Andrew Kittredge, he's out for a couple of months, and we know that they're going to handle Felix Bautista with kid gloves early on in the season. Where are you on the Orioles pitching?
Well, any preseason in baseball, which is spring training, similar to the preseason in the NFL, you know, I covered both for a long time. And again, me sounding like a cynic, the only news that ever comes out of any preseason for any of these high-level professional sports is somebody getting hurt. The rest of it is preparation for the games when they matter. And, you know, I don't get too much into, you know, production in spring training games, you know, because half the time you're facing minor leaguers and late innings and wins and losses don't matter. Not to say that some things don't bear watching, but injuries are the story. And the Orioles loss of Grayson Rodriguez for however amount of time is alarming, given who the rest of their starting pitchers are and how much they were counting on him. It is the thing, injuries to pitchers especially, that keep general managers up at night. That is the thing that's the last thing you know. It's always possible, but it's the thing you never want to have to deal with, especially when you're talking about a top-line player like Grayson Rodriguez, or who is expected to be. And what is kind of the shame of this is that he has been sitting on pitching potential for a number of years now, unrealized potential because of repeated injury. And that's concerning for a guy of his build, especially. He's a big dude. He's a hard thrower and a big dude, and the injuries just keep on coming. Now, if it's any solace, that you could go camp to camp through all 30 teams and find any number of these, the Yankees included, who've lost Gerrit Cole for the rest of the year. Gerrit Cole, he's done for the year. So, you know, misery has company in that regard. But when you're the Orioles and you had some questions going in, you hate for those question marks to be as big as someone like Grayson Rodriguez. And if he's playing catch tomorrow, good. He's got a lot of catching up to do to have himself ready for a full season. And if he can pitch anything, I don't know that he's thrown over 100 innings in a professional career yet, has he?
Like 120 is his high.
Yeah, that's just not cutting it for a guy of his ability, size, and expectation. I wish him well, but that's alarming. It sounds like Gunnar Henderson's going to be okay. Again, things like that are the news stories that pop out. And as you mentioned, 10 days away from these games counting, it's such a long season. There are going to be more of these, and the best teams can weather it over the long haul of 6 months.
Viv, anything you want to promote before we let you go?
I'd like the listeners to know, mark your calendar for May the 19th. The Baltimore chapter of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has its gala event in Timonium, and I'll be the keynote speaker there. There'll be some other speakers. It's a great organization that does great work for the young people in Baltimore City. And go to fcabaltimore.org for more information, and I hope to see some of your listeners there. It's a great cause and should be a fun night, May the 19th.
Viv, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks,
as always,
Viv,
for your time.
Thank you, guys. Be well.
You too.
Coming up next, we recap what we heard last week. Dan O'Dowd, former GM, Leo Mazzoni, longtime pitching coach. Their thoughts on Grayson Rodriguez, some necessary roughness next here on The Fan.